To the Movie Show with Sesh and Ryan, only on XFFM. Everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Movie Show on Active FM.
Yes, and I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And you're listening to the Movie Show.
Yes.
On Active FM. FM. FM.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
You should have said yes, and then...
For those who didn't know, that wasn't a sound effect, that was Ryan.
No, you see the studio guy, he's my disciple, so he's going to add in some... Hey, Lenmore. Yes, he's nodding at me. Okay, awesome.
Okay, yeah. So today we have a really interesting topic.
It is very interesting, actually.
It is. So, basically, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but recently, a lot of the animation films when we were children are coming out as live action films. So, in other words, an example of this would be Beauty and the Beast. So, Beauty and the Beast, obviously, when I was a child, came out. It was the animated version. Disney made it. But now, what Disney's doing is, apart from doing the whole Star Wars franchise and like Marvel and everything,
they're like involved in everything,
right? On the side, you know, just as like a side job, they are like converting all of their animation films that they made years ago and bringing them out as live action films. Yeah. So, in other words, you'll see real people. It's not animation. They use CG, obviously, because many times there's animals involved and funny things involved.
Like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, like the Beast.
Which was it looked freaking. Now I watched Beauty and the Beast when I was smaller, but the cartoon.
Yeah.
And then when I watched the updated, like the real live one, it was similar music, same type of accents, all of that type of stuff, but it was in real.
It was very good. They did it.
It was very good.
You almost think that they can't do it. Mm. And for me, one of my personal favorites is Jungle Book.
Yes.
Like Jungle Book, if you had said we're gonna make a live action film of Jungle, I would have been like. Yeah. You are? Like, what are you? You're like committing movie suicide type of thing.
It's quite interesting because, for example, like the Beast, so there's an animated version of a Beast, but if this Beast was real, this is what he would look like.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it was a talking bear with this type of character, this is what he would look like, in real life.
Yes. Mm. So the films we've already seen come out is obviously Beauty and the Beast, as we've mentioned, and The Jungle Book. But then on top of that, we had Cinderella come out, which I thought they did a pretty good job at.
Yes.
It
was brilliant.
It was brilliant. And then the last one was Maleficent. So Maleficent, they did something different with. Obviously, Maleficent is the villain from Sleeping Beauty. And instead of bringing out Sleeping Beauty as the live action film, they brought out Maleficent, which kind of showed the background story to why Maleficent became evil type of thing. So that's what they did there. And all four films have been successful. They've successfully been able to transform them. So now we're going to look at, there's quite a few actually movies that Disney is planning to make or remake as a live action film. And so yes, that's what we're going to tell you today, what movies they're going to remake as a live action film.
Right.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
Right.
This is usually where they put the intro of, you know, there's like the talking intro with the anchors, and now it's like the intro for the video or whatever. Yeah, that's inserted now.
Okay.
Okay, and now we're back.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so there's quite a few that was quite a shock to me. I was like, really? They're going to do that? Mm. But this is the list. So the first one is Snow White. So obviously everyone knows Snow White. So they're bringing out Snow White. Now I know everyone's like, but they did that. No, that wasn't Disney. So Snow White and the Huntsman was, I actually don't know who it was under. Can't remember.
Those guys.
Yeah, but it wasn't Disney. So Disney's bringing out Snow White. Mm. But then on top of that, something very interesting is they're bringing out another movie, I think like a prequel, called Rose Red. Now Rose Red is basically Snow White's sister. I didn't know that. I've never seen Rose Red, but anyway.
Do you even remember their names when they were even mentioned?
Rose Red, when I was like, who's Rose Red? So then basically they explain that it's Snow White's sister, and they're gonna like bring out a film. So with, I think they're gonna do two, so like Snow White and then Rose Red, and so that's the first one. This one, I'm quite interested to see how they're gonna do it, because you know we've already had like Snow White and the Huntsman, which I think they did very well. Snow White and the Huntsman was a very good film. The second, the prequel, was the Huntsman. For me, the Huntsman was you know, when that's like the second movie didn't just like, it wasn't as good. Yeah. So for me, Snow White and the Huntsman, I really enjoyed it. But you know, it is interesting. It is going to be interesting to see Snow White from a Disney perspective. And then Rose Red, obviously.
So apparently there's books and stuff like that that are out on it. So all the like sort of old folks are saying, how do you not know Rose Red type of thing?
Like, Rose Red is no one's...
This generation, and from this book, this thing that I'm looking at, it looks like she was a warrior. Ooh. Well, not really. They just did,
one piece of artwork.
My goodness. So apparently there was Rose Red.
Yeah. So there's Snow White and Rose Red. Hmm. Yes, that's a very, very weird name, Rose Red. Yeah. Imagine your name's Rose Red.
Well, I must admit...
Huh?
I must admit what I do like about this, because obviously, like I said, the challenge that I have in terms of exactly duplicating, now, they did it very well in Jungle Book, whereby the story was sort of the same, but it wasn't really the same. So it was still very entertaining.
Yeah.
But like...
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, you watch and you're like...
it was exactly the same, yeah.
And you knew exactly what was going to happen. And the only interesting thing is to see it in real life type of thing. So there was nothing really captivating. And in terms of that, obviously, you don't get your audience. Because you don't get your audience, you don't make your money. And because you don't make your money, you don't eat. So,
I think that's what was good with Snow White and the Huntsman was... Snow White and the Huntsman was... It was based on Snow White, but it wasn't the Snow White story.
Yeah.
So you had the dwarves, you had the prince... Well, you didn't have Prince... You did have Prince Charming, actually.
Yes.
But... They didn't get together much in the end.
There wasn't much focus on it.
It wasn't even that. Mm. And I mean, the huntsman kissed Snow White. Okay, now we're just kidding. But anyway,
And all of that stuff.
So Snow White and Rose Red. Yeah, look forward to that.
But if you think about it as well, because you already know the characters, you don't need to introduce the characters. So it sort of just like kicks off and then now it's the story, which you've never seen.
Next one. This one I found quite interesting. I'll be quite honest. Is Pinocchio. They are going to bring out a live-action film of Pinocchio. Now, for me personally, Pinocchio is not one of my favorite... Like, I don't remember watching Pinocchio over and over and over and over and over and over again like a child, like you do when you love a movie.
Yeah.
But they're going to bring out a live-action film of Pinocchio, which is going to be... Now, the funny thing with Pinocchio is there is the elements like he gets turned into a donkey. I don't know if you remember that in the film. He actually gets turned into a donkey.
Yes.
Then obviously there's Jiminy Cricket. So with Pinocchio, you do have, so like Snow White, you have human. It's you don't really have any funny thing that you have to do. Like, she doesn't turn into a donkey. But now with Pinocchio, he turns into a donkey. So they're obviously gonna have to bring in
some good animation and stuff like that.
It will probably would be interesting, I guess. I think they just have to make it right. That's just what they have to do.
Well, here's a trailer for 1996 of Pinocchio.
So they did bring out, but now this is the
recent. It's puppet type of.
Yeah, but they won't do puppet. They won't do that because, like, they've the what's it called, the stuff they use. What am I saying?
old school animation and effects.
In fact, they didn't do animation. They more built like puppets and things like that.
Exactly.
Whereas now it's, you've got motion capture and all of that. Yeah.
Check it, Jeremy. Jeremy's animated. But you can see it's poorly animated.
Yeah.
It's 96.
So I think with this film, they first of all, the animation has to be flippin' brilliant.
Yeah.
And also, I would be interested to see it, but I just wonder how they're going to, what they're going to.
Pinocchio is obviously, it's a wooden puppet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you think maybe they'll do a thing where you see a boy, like a real boy, and they'll just sort of
make him look wooden,
make his body sort of expand type of thing, where this one you can actually see he looks puppet.
Yeah,
he looks fake. I mean, he looks, although I suppose he is fake. Does work out. I don't know. I think it would be very interesting to see what's going to happen.
He's a puppet, so you can't be like, oh no, he looks like a puppet. It's like,
exactly.
That's kind of what he's supposed. Yeah, that's a good point. So they actually could get away with it with this one. Yeah, so that's Pinocchio. Now, the next one, I was like, what? They're going to bring out a live action form of Dumbo.
Has there ever been a movie of Dumbo?
Well, other than the animated one.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that, for me, that's going to be quite... That I would go see that one just to see how they did it. Like, for me, I'm just interested to see... Because obviously, Dumbo's an elephant. Now, we do know, like, before this, it would have been like, no, that's not going to work. But because of the Jungle Book, it's like, no, Shane, we'll actually give them a chance. Because the Jungle Book was flippin' brilliant with their animals. And I mean, literally, the Jungle Book, the only human thing was Mowgli. There was everything else was animals and CG and
And that was it.
Yeah, so they're going to bring out a live action film of Dumbo.
2019.
Right, in 2019. So you can look forward to that.
They've shown some cast. Yeah,
they even
have.
Wow, they even have cast, man. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Evergreen.
And it looks quite like Michael Keaton. Yeah. The only thing is, I don't remember much dialogue in Dumbo. Or was there?
I don't remember Dumbo.
You don't remember Dumbo?
There was nothing that stuck out for me.
I remember the train. Do you remember that tired train? Oh, I wonder if they'll bring the train to life. Do you remember the train was actually alive? And then it would like be traveling. And then when it went down, it would go fast. But then it went when it went up the hill, it would be like... Do you remember that?
It rings a bell, eh?
And then like as it got over, it would be like... And then it would like go again.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Like the train was alive.
Yes, the train was alive.
So the train itself was a character. Yes.
I wonder if they'll do that.
Well, you never know. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so that's Dumbo. And also on top of that, apparently there's talks of the of possibly Will Smith and Tom Hanks being involved as like cast. So I mean, if Tom Hanks and Will Smith are in it, then you know it's gotta be good.
It's gonna be proper.
It will. Yeah. So that's Dumbo. Mm. The next one is Peter Pan and Tink. Now I know what you're also thinking. Oh, they've brought out so many live action films of Peter Pan, but none of them have been by Disney. So obviously Disney made the original animation, but now they are going to bring out Peter Pan and Tink. And basically what they're saying is, so it's similar to Snow White and Rose Red, where they'll bring out two films. So the one will be Peter Pan, and then the other one will be Tink, where it will actually focus more on Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know if it will stay like this, but there's talks that Reese Witherspoon will actually play the role of Tinkerbell.
Wow.
I don't know if that's the right decision. I must be quite honest.
Who's that?
Reese Witherspoon. She's got blonde hair, squeaky voice.
Maybe, yeah.
She acted in...
Maybe.
For me, Tinkerbell... See, Reese Witherspoon is sweet. Tinkerbell, for me, is not sweet. She's extremely cheeky and she's got attitude. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that's true.
But not in a... It's not like a teenage kind of way. It's a Tinkerbell kind of way.
Well, she can be sweetly cheeky.
So, yeah. You know what I'm picturing with Reese Witherspoon is that her smile. And for me, that just doesn't fit Tinkerbell.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But shame, you can't judge a book before you read it.
Yeah.
So let's not judge her before we watch her performance.
So in a way, it'll be a challenge. Well, not a challenge, but...
It would, yeah.
Maybe they can just, you know, just...
Hopefully the...
Change the notch a bit, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hopefully it comes across. But now for me, that's also quite interesting, because for me, it's like, would I want to go watch a live-action film of Tinkerbell? Like when I was like 10,
I've got a son,
of
so
course.
Maybe my two year old son, I can watch, and then I'll just watch for the animation,
right? Just see, you know,
and for the special effects and the 3D and that they do, yeah.
But I'd be also, because obviously, I don't know if you've seen Ryan, but they actually brought out like Tinkerbell movies, but like it's where Tinkerbell goes to like this whole fairy land. I don't know if you've seen, you probably haven't seen them, hey?
No,
okay, yeah, but for me. Yeah, I don't know if they'd be able to bring that across. I don't know. Shame. But they're saying, is it coming out in November 2018?
I'm just trying to see if this is a real or if this is just fake. A fake. I don't know.
Yeah. But another thing to mention is obviously with Disney films, you always have the songs. You have the famous songs. And like we saw with Beauty and the Beast, like they kept the songs. So you weren't sure if they were going to keep the songs or not.
Yeah.
I think with most of them, they will keep the songs. Obviously, with Jungle Book, they kept the songs. I'm trying to remember, Maleficent, was there singing in Maleficent? There wasn't singing.
I don't know.
I don't think they were singing in Maleficent, but in, what was that? There was Jungle Book, and in Cinderella, there was singing. There was singing in Cinderella, but not much.
Now and then type of thing.
So the most singing, I'd say, was in Beauty and the Beast. Like, they did Beauty and the Beast musical style.
That was a full-on...
Musical.
Yeah, everything was, like, sung. Well, almost everything.
So it's almost going to be interesting to see, like... What do they keep the music or don't they keep the music? Now the next one, I want to see this one. Like this one, I was like, really? They're going to bring out a movie called Cruella. So Cruella's obviously the villain from 101 Dalmatians, and basically they're going to do it similar to Maleficent, where they tell you the story of what happened to Cruella before she became Cruella. Now, I know already that Emma Stone, she's acted in many movies like Gangster Squad, Spider-Man, she was Gwen. She's going to be playing the role of Cruella, which I'm actually quite excited to see, because, you know, for me, she's a very good actress, and I'm quite interested to see her take on it. But she's going to be playing the role of Cruella. So that's, yes.
Did you ever like 101 Dalmatians?
I did like 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, so then I think, well...
But not, I like the, so they actually have brought out live action films of 101 Dalmatians.
Yes, they have.
For me, those ones I wasn't too crazy about. My favorite was the animation.
Yeah.
I preferred the animation out of, more than, because even the, with the live action ones, they actually, they went away slightly in a way from.
I enjoyed the real live action.
The one, there was the one with, in the cake factory.
But there was two of them, wasn't there?
I think there was two of them. I remember the Didn't cake factory say, where Cruella came out of that, remember she was in that. She was in a cake, like this huge cake.
In fact, the second one was 102 Dalmatians.
Yes.
And there was a puppy, I remember, on the cover.
Yes, and he didn't have spots yet.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. You see, and they made it now about the fact that this dog doesn't have spots and stuff like that. But, I enjoyed the real life one.
I enjoyed them, but I think the animation just is like they compared to that, as in like the juicy. So, animation, live action.
Just need to
But now this one's going to be interesting, because this is before, so it's like we've not, we actually haven't seen this story. So, and I think they're really clever when they do this, where they take the animation, and then they almost, they don't do it exactly the same, but they show you something else to suggest that they show you like the missing piece of the story. So this one I'm looking forward to. I must be honest,
And I'm sure now they have to think cleverly about how this now fits in with the movies that they've already released, which they can fit in, because there's all sorts of, you know, it's like the Blacklist. You got the Blacklist, and then you got the Blacklist Redemption, where you saw Tom's parts of the whole Blacklist. But there's certain scenes throughout the Blacklist that you actually, so in other words, there's parts in the Blacklist Redemption, which is, you know, like I said, is one of the characters, their side story to the Blacklist. And you're watching the Blacklist, the Blacklist Redemption, and then there's a scene that was in the Blacklist that's in there. You're like, oh, so that's where he was, and that's what he was doing when this was happening in the Blacklist type of thing. So obviously you can sort of connect things up.
I feel sorry for these writers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They must have one big board where they're like, wait, where was Tom? Oh, no, he's shame.
And that's what I'm saying. They have to connect it. So maybe there's a part in the house where you, in 101 Dalmatians, where you see some trophy on the wall, and then in her original story, you see, like, back in the day, she, like, won this trophy type of thing.
Yeah.
So that they can really connect it in very well. They've probably really watched 101 and 102 Dalmatians, and they say, let's use that.
Although, was the live-action films Disney?
Was it Disney?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Dwayne's just checking. Because obviously if they weren't Disney, then they won't stick to them.
Disney sort of looks like it. Let's go into Wikipedia. But can we trust Wikipedia? That is
actually, all you have to do is
look at the cover and look for the...
Disney. It was Disney.
Where do you see the Disney? There you go. Disney's 101 Dalmatians.
So Disney actually has made live action films before now. Yes. Like, it's not a new thing for them. Because, I mean, this came out in 1996. What? That movie came out in 1996.
Can you believe it?
I didn't know that movie was that old. So 101 Dalmatians, the live action one, was actually in 1996. But that makes sense why they're bringing out a movie called Cruella and not 101 Dalmatians, because they've actually technically made it already.
It's different. So if I look at the director of 101 Dalmatians, is way different. Where's the writer? Story Bar, right? That would be a writer, am I right? Story Bar.
Dottie Smith.
Yes, and then Cruella will be... Which that dude is just...
And there's a couple of writers involved in Cruella.
He's just not there at all. Yeah, so he's just not there. Neither is the directors even the same. Alex Timbers. Why does Alex Timbers sound familiar? And it's that guy.
It's that guy.
By the way, he did... Okay, No Man's Land in Jungle. No, I don't see anything that I know very, very well.
But so, yes,
yeah, it's gonna
but I'm looking forward to this one. I think out of all of them, this is the one I want to go and see.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the next one is The Sword in the Stone. Now, I don't know if you actually remember this movie. Do you remember it? It was a take on King Arthur. It had a wizard in, and he even turns like the kid into a fish so that he can like swim. So I did enjoy the... I don't remember much of the animation, but I do remember the animation. For me, it's just going to be interesting in how they make the live action film. Because as I said, once again, like, he gets turned into a fish. So, like, how are they going to do that part of it?
It's quite a bit of an animation. But, right? You know, Disney, they...
And, I mean, there's a dragon. There's like, many different aspects to this film.
1963, can you believe it?
But this one will be quite interesting because the characters aren't normal looking. So you have like Jon and Sam, and also it's set long, long time ago.
Yeah.
It's like set back in
King
the day.
Arthur days.
King Arthur days, yeah. Mm.
And there's a dragon.
Yep, there's a dragon.
And there's a wizard.
It's a pink. It's that little short pink lady. Do you remember? She turned into a dragon. And there's squirrels. Yes, even gets turned into a squirrel. That lady.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be quite interesting.
I wonder if they'll stick like true to it.
Well, I guess we'll soon find out. It's going to be quite... But does it sound like something that you would watch because you've watched it before, or...
I think I'm interested to see how they're going to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's my interest is...
See, the thing is, they're up against all the latest movies that are coming out.
Yeah.
Because now, do you sit? Okay, do I watch Infinity Ooh. Wars, or do I watch the Sword and the Stone?
I choose Infinity War.
You see, unless of course, okay, we're gonna go watch Infinity War, little kiddies. You're gonna go watch The Sword in the Stone. So it's not gonna be a big hitter, but it's gonna definitely be something like, you know, something for the kiddies.
Yeah, but I also think what will help them is people that have watched it. Like if you've watched an animation film as a child and now they bring out a live action film, I do think there's that. I actually want to go see it just to see it type of thing. Like what they're gonna do with it and But exactly. This one. It's like, okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so you guys, okay.
I'm bored. Let's go watch something.
Now, the next one. Now, this one is quite an interesting one. I'd like to see how they... I can't picture how they're going to do it. It's The Little Mermaid. So they're going to bring out a live action film of The Little Mermaid. Now, for me, it's like half of that movie happened underwater. What? Like, I understand. Yes, we've seen, Jungle Book. So, yes, by all means, CG will work. But Jungle Book was not underwater, so...
Hey, maybe it could be almost like a Pirates of the Caribbean type of thing, eh?
But now...
If I look at...
Because, like, The Little Mermaid, they spoke underwater. So, are they going to speak? But then...
Bloop. Bloop,
because, like, I don't know if you've noticed, but every other, like, mermaid... film, they don't speak underwater.
No, they just go...
They're just like, signal, like, come over
there. There you go, initial release 2018.
And that's coming out this year, guys. Mm. This is coming out this year. So that is... But now, just looking at the names, they've got Elizabeth as one of the... Now, Elizabeth was not... Was it? No, her name wasn't Elizabeth.
Who's that?
The Little Mermaid.
I don't know. Well,
is this the right one? Is
that's
it Disney's?
What I'm looking at.
Okay, so Netflix is bringing out The Little Mermaid.
Right.
No, but it is 2018 film.
But is it Disney's? Do we see Disney's?
It is distributed by Netflix. Okay, guys, this one might not be a Disney one.
Yeah, we're not too sure about this one.
But Netflix is bringing out a take on The Little Mermaid. But it doesn't look like it's stuck to the original story. Because it's saying the mermaid's name is Elizabeth and the mermaid's name was not Elizabeth. I can't remember it was.
Sounds like a series, eh?
No, but it's a movie, isn't it?
Well, yeah, this one that we're looking at over here. Maybe it's not 2018. Let's say
2019.
Wait, I spelled Disney's wrong.
Disney's The Little Mermaid live action cast.
There's a trailer already. Or was it one of those?
It's probably a teaser trailer.
Fan made.
Mm-hmm.
Disney's Little Mermaid.
Okay, no, this one's right. Okay, so here they're saying Bella Thorne, who, okay, for those of you who don't know, she was in Shake It Up. She was also a Disney fan. Josh Hutcherson, he's going to be, yes, this one's right. Yeah. So he's going to be the prince. Bella Thorne's going to be Ariel. Hugh Jackman is in it, man. Hugh Jackman will be King. So he'll be Ariel's father.
That makes sense. That sounds good, yeah.
Jamie Foxx will be in it as Sebastian. Ha-ha. Yeah, so this one, when is this one coming out? 20? 19?
It's not really telling me anything.
Okay, so guys, you can expect the Little Mermaid Disney version coming out soon. Whether it's this year or next year, we're not quite sure. But yes, they're going to... But now I'm so interested in how they're going to make this one, like with the underwater thing. For me, it's like... They have to speak underwater. They can't not speak.
Blip, blip.
No. Yeah, but it's... Yeah. But now also it's like, do... First of all, are they going to keep the songs in? But... They have to keep the songs in, like the songs were
under
so...
Under the sea.
Yeah, it's like this one, they have to keep the songs in, I'm sorry. And then like secondly, are they going to keep to the original story? And they have to make a giant octopus lady.
That's going
to
be cool.
Right.
I look forward to that.
A giant octopus lady.
I think I need to get hold of them and say, guys, can I help out?
I would like to help out with Ursula being the giant octopus lady. Yeah, but this one, I must be honest, I am quite interested in seeing this one just to see like how they do it type of thing.
Yeah.
So this one, yeah, I think I'd be... Would you be interested in going
watching? Yeah, no.
Oh, not even for the giant octopus lady? Not even for the giant octopus lady?
I'll just search YouTube.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay, next is Aladdin. So they're going to bring out a live action film of the beloved Aladdin. And on top of it, they're apparently also going to bring out like a movie on Genie, where they'll tell the original, like where Genie originated from. So they, I don't know if they're going to do two films or one film, but like they are looking at making how Genie work, like where he came from, that type of thing. Yeah.
How do you spell Genie?
I don't know. Yes, so that one's going to be coming out soon as well. Would you be interested in going watching it?
I might.
Oh, now you might.
I might think about it.
Wow.
I might think about it.
Okay. Yes? No.
No.
Okay, moving on. The next one that the next film that's going to be coming out, and this one I want to go see, is The Lion King. They're going to bring out a live-action film of The Lion King. This one I will go watch. I'll be like, but they better do it nicely.
I think this one they can go big on.
They can.
But the thing is that they have to make the story different. It's got to be different. It can't be the same as the other one. Because, I mean, think of how big that movie was, The Lion King. The Lion King was huge.
So in other words, you're saying they have to do something similar to what they did with Jungle Book, where it's like sort of the same, but there's a difference to it.
No, me, I'd go different, like completely different. If it's exactly the same, it's going to be like, yeah, I can already hear people saying, yeah, but we've seen it, we've watched it already. Most people are going to say that.
And I suppose also on top of that, there's been so many stage productions. Like you
understand.
I remember going and watching The Lion King on a stage production even. So, yeah.
It was
But
huge.
For me, it's a thing of it can be done because of The Jungle Book. Like The Jungle Book, many people would have said, no, you can't do that. But The Jungle Book proved that you can do it. So, like for me, I'm not concerned about the animals and whether they'll look real or fake or not. If they do look fake, that's just shocking, guys. Like you have enough equipment and resources to not make those animals look fake. So those animals better not look fake. But, yeah.
But if you think about it, The Jungle Book was like... The Jungle Book was like a long time ago, but I mean like in a long time ago. So it's almost like an all-time favorite, if you understand what I'm saying. So because it's an all-time favorite, seeing it again is gonna be like wow, okay, all right, fine, let's see it. But Lion King for me, like you said, because we've seen it already. There's been stage productions. And if they've, you know, if it's going to be a very similar story, in fact, what I would do is almost do like a continuation. Or what if it was a thing from a cartoon into real life? Eh? I don't know. Like, there's some, like, some transformation. I don't understand. So, you know, like, it was animated.
Yeah.
The first one that came out. Now, imagine it's like, they sort of continue. And then, although, yeah, I suppose you could turn this thing very much around. Now, imagine, like, they do a thing where it transforms from an animated into real life or something. I don't know.
Do you think that would work?
Something crazy. Something stupid like that. Yeah.
Oh, something stupid like that.
Something crazy.
Okay.
Something like that.
I think, though, this is the challenge, is when you're changing a film from an animated film to a live action film, it's like, do you keep the story the same? What do you do? Now, like with Beauty and the Beast, they kept the story the same. Like, there was no difference, nothing. The songs were the same. The only difference was it was like a live action film type of thing.
How well did they do, though?
They did do well.
Like, very well?
Yes.
See, but for me, Beauty and the Beast, again, it was quite a bit of an all-time favorite type of thing. Like, do I make sense?
But wasn't Lion King also an all-time favorite? Like an old favorite, yeah.
Maybe it's just because it didn't captivate me, I don't know.
What didn't captivate you?
Like...
Lion King or Beauty and the Beast?
No, Lion King.
Lion King didn't capture you.
Yeah, it was good. We watched it again. But if I have to watch it again, I already know. Yeah, I know Simba. And plus, there was a whole lot of... Like, did you ever watch, like, Timon and Pumbaa?
Yeah.
That little cartoons on the side. So it's... I think Jungle Book was purely... I went and, you know, I would go and watch it again just from the pure perspective of...
You didn't remember.
Of oh, my word, remember that? Oh, my goodness. I mean, they didn't do, like... Jungle Book, the sequel, Mowgli, the movie, or, you know, whatever, etc. You understand? But for me, like, Lion King, they, like, stretched that thing. They, like, sucked everything out of it.
They did, actually. Yeah. And they even brought out the Lion King 2, and then they brought out Lion King 1.5, which was the one where it focused on, like, Timon and Pumbaa, or, like, you know, like, their story type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know... And I think the other weird thing is that the voices will change.
You think so?
Yeah, because you know the Simba. You know that one?
is that guy even still around?
I don't know.
It's the same... I don't know what his name is. I should know. Shame, this is disgusting because, you know, we should be like, yeah. But it's the same guy as Darth Vader. That did Darth Vader. The original Darth Vader. Stuff that, let's find out. Let's find out. So,
but it's like also like with the genie movies.
What is his name? Mufasa, right?
Mm. I actually know who he is. I just can't remember.
How do you spell Mufasa?
Yes.
There you go.
But it's like the same. You know, genie in Aladdin. He was
James
the voice.
Earl Jones.
Yes. Is he still alive? Yeah, shame. But now I don't know if you remember the
Darth Vader also Mufasa. People asked.
The voice of Genie was Robin Williams. Yes. Now, Robin Williams is obviously dead. So, brought out, like, a Genie film, they'd so have to...
Born, yeah. He's now 87.
Yep, he's alive. He can do it, man. They must just, like, start filming, like, right now, you know, just in case anything happens type of thing. But yeah,
Simba,
like...
I am your...
Oh?
Father.
I think we're combining the Lion King and Star Wars. Yeah, it's like the Lion King in space.
Yeah. Right. You see, they could go somewhere. Now imagine if you put funny little lines in like that.
Oh, okay.
They would sell it.
Right.
In fact, imagine in the promo for The Lion King, for the trailer, you know, they like show that part. I hope people are going to be listening to our show because, yeah.
Okay, now the last film that we're going to look at is Mulan. Now, apparently Mulan is actually coming out this November. So
I don't
November
know Mulan.
2018. You don't know Mulan?
No, I don't know.
How can you not know Mulan? Have you never watched Mulan?
I don't think so.
Sis Ryan, you need to go watch Mulan.
Yeah.
But obviously Mulan was made in, I think it was China. But obviously it was mainly Asian or Chinese actors. So apparently they were looking at making a Mulan, like, I think around the early 2000s, but then for some reason they dropped it. And then in 2015 again, they picked it up again. So Mulan is going to be coming out in November 2018, unless, you know, I don't know, something happens and they lose audio or something.
Oh, that is audio.
You know, they need to like push back the date.
Like, who loses audio?
Right, I don't know. Yeah, but so Mulan's coming out in 2018, this year, November 2018.
Hmm.
Would I go watch it? I think I'd go watch it. I think. Well, I enjoyed Mulan. Now, so, do you know the story of Mulan?
Now I would have to. No.
You don't know
when when it comes out.
Okay, you don't want to know the story of Mulan. What if it's like completely different?
And we'll do a movie on Mulan. Okay.
Yes. So, guys, those are Disney films that they're going to make into live action films. Comment on our shows. Tell us which one you'd like to go personally go watch. Which one you maybe think is going to be a complete flop. Yeah. Which one you're like, no, guys, don't do that. That's just a bad idea. Let us know. My favorite is Cruella.
I'm definitely going to go watch that.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's my ultimate favorite. Like, if I had to choose one, if you had to say to me, out of all of these movies, what do you want to watch? I'd say Cruella. That's my favorite. Cruella, what is your worst, Ryan?
What was the last couple of films that we spoke about? Not Lion King. Before that, we spoke about Aladdin. Little Mermaid. I wouldn't go watch The Little Mermaid again.
So you'd go watch...
I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would
go... You'd go watch Snow White.
I would go watch Snow White, yeah.
Over The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, there's something that's like really awesome about it.
Oh, and that's not awesome about it. I must be honest, another one out, I think it's Cruella and then Dumbo. I don't know why. Maybe, I don't know, but Dumbo, like, I'm intrigued.
The trailer's got to grab me. If the trailer doesn't grab me, I'm not going to go watch it. Yeah, unless it's incredibly funny.
No.
But then again, if you think about it, if they said, another Thor's coming out, we'd probably be like,
Thor!
Yeah.
I'd go watch Thor!
Be like, okay, I suppose we'll go see it. But because... Did they even, like... What was the trailers like for Thor? Now we're talking about Thor?
Ragnarok.
Yes.
Thought it was good.
So did they show, like, the humor side of it in the trailer? I never watched the trailer.
I don't think I watched the trailer, has it? I don't... You don't watch...
So... But if in the trailer now, because obviously there's Infinity Stone, so they're very clever with the way.
No, I did watch the trailer because I knew Hulk and Thor were fighting.
Was it humorous?
I can't remember.
So if it wasn't humorous, then obviously there's people who know, but then there's people who don't really know what's going on. But because it was humorous, that's what gave it such a brilliant movie. So if they do that with any of these other films and stuff like that, then if The Little Mermaid is like hilarious and there's a Transformer in there somewhere.
She transforms from a mermaid, to a human, but like Transformers. The flippers go.
You understand? When it turns into an aircraft carrier or something like that.
They just mustn't spin. I hate it in Disney movies. Whenever they transform, they like spin. Even in Beauty and the Beast.
And the camera goes around them. And then you're like... Oh.
You're like, no, not again. Why are they doing this?
Because it's magical.
Right. They just mustn't spin. Yeah. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed our show.
Yes.
We enjoyed it.
www.activefm. It is the Active FM, but it's Active FM straight. So, .activefm.co.za. And we are on Instagram, The Movie Show.
But Active FM is on Instagram.
That's right. And Facebook.
Yes.
And of course, if you go check out YouTube, you just search there. Active FM, The Movie Show, one word. So Active FM, Movie Show, one word, no caps. But in any case,
YouTube's
so clever, yeah.
Right.
And you just click on it. And also, the other platform, well, not the other platform, but you can also search, what is that other one, Sashi? Active TV, isn't it?
Yes, it is
Active TV. Active TV. So one word, Active TV. You'll see it's the screen with the color, with a test pattern on it, the color test pattern.
A really cool logo.
Just look for the really cool, the best logo.
Yes.
And then you click on it and you will find us there as well. And also just check out the other content on there before you click on our show.
Or after.
And subscribe.
Right, and click the bell.
Yeah, actually watch our show and then watch the other stuff because the other stuff's going to blow you away.
Right. Yes. So we are now saying goodbye. Not forever, just for this week.
Yes.
Yes. So goodbye.
Tot ziens. Auf Wiedersehen. Bon voyage. Do you know any other language?
No.
Come, Sashi.
Bye.
Help me out, yeah.
Cheerio.
Thank you. Cheerio.